TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
The recording has commenced.
Oh, wait, I'm not ready.
Wait, you just said before you started recording you were ready. You are a liar.
Who's the exasperated person on this podcast? Who are you?
Oh, I'm not exasperated. Just tired.
Oh, it's not like an exasperated sigh.
He's Tim, the T, and too tired to deal with this shit.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. Normalize masturbating in bathrooms. That's Andy's in the whole new platform.
Yes. Andy for Congress. You may recall I'm a fan of the God of War games to the point of naming one of my cats after the main character in the series.
I'm not going to lie, that had slipped my mind.
And there's only two more weekends to do this, so let's do that this weekend.
It's not a two more.
God damn you, Tim.
And when you hear this sound...
is not the only way.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
There you go.
Are you welcome, though? I feel like we don't really welcome you. We try to get you to go away, actually.
No, we don't.
Not intentionally, but that's
just... We have one of those doormats that says, fuck off.
No, the doormat says welcome, but it's in pink Comic Sans.
Oi.
The best sans.
Like the sands through an hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
Oh, font nerds just shat themselves, Tim.
And that's what I'm here to do. Oh, speaking of Tim, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, the in TanCast. Mamma mia, here I go again.
You're so weird, dude. You're so weird.
Yeah. You've known me for a while now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not news.
I know.
Oh, hot takes by Andy.
I know. No, just sometimes my emotional state bubbles out. That's all it is. I wasn't like breaking news. I was just like, oh, I was gonna
what you already knew.
Like a cat in catnip, I'm just gonna roll around in your weirdness for a bit and make little noises about it.
We did it, guys. We made it another week on this earth. Hooray!
We did.
Speaking of weeks,
how the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it weak? We'll find out on our very next segment.
Whoa, that weird pause.
How was your motherfucking week?
Did it pause on your end?
Yeah, it like stopped for a second and then kept going.
That was 100% Comcast. Had nothing to do with the actual jingle.
Okay. I was like, I did that pause. I was in there before. Tim's doing remix.
It's not the remix.
He's like,
how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was your week? Why you out here being a sheep?
What?
Being a sheep. Freestyle rapping needs work.
Sheep.
Meek.
Yeah, that didn't rhyme well enough with week, so I went sheep, which doesn't make any sense.
Why are you out here being a sheep?
Bleak.
Wake up, sheeple.
Freak.
That would have been great. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell Tim from like 30 seconds ago that's what he should have rapped.
Yeah, get in there.
No.
Hop in that time machine.
Marty, your rapping sucks.
It's your children.
HJs.
So,
it's your children, Marty.
Huh? Yesterday, my wife and I were hanging. Hello?
Yeah, he's just being a dick, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay, because no, he's saying something dick, that I can't you. Hear as I'm talking constantly. Turd. So yesterday, my wife and I went to hang out with my old neighbor, and somewhere in the evening, I'm like, oh dear. Oh no. I have to use the bathroom, and I get the sense it will not be a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
And I excuse myself. My God, it's me. Oh God. You know that scene in Dumb and Dumber?
Uh-huh.
Where Jeff Daniels is just.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, blowing it up.
Yeah. That was me. I blew it up.
Oof.
I was like, oh God, I hope it flushes.
Was it more solid or more liquid?
Oh, it was 100% liquid.
Oh, of course that's going to flush.
Yeah. The last time we were there, the toilet didn't flush.
Oh, wow.
Now, granted, that's valid. It was because I'm pretty sure one of my sons left a, killer log in there and just wandered away. Maybe they tried to flush it, but it didn't look like it. It looked like they were just like, well, I did it.
Man, I remember back in the day where I used to have big, healthy shits. Now, less healthy, feels like.
Oh, yeah, this was not healthy.
I'm like, what am I doing to my body? That's one thing I don't love about being a dude is, like, past a certain time you're in the bathroom, people know you're taking a shit. Ladies, like, I feel like you got a little bit more wiggle room. Because sometimes you got to wait and, got to sit down. Dudes, you're more than, a minute or two, people are like, I can do this fucking shitting right now.
We should all adopt a makeup routine that looks extensive. And he just might be touching it up.
Yeah. He might be just doing his lips.
He's probably working on that smoky eye in there.
Or, you could take touching it up a different direction.
He might be working on this smoky one eye.
No, man, I was whacking off. I was rubbing a quick one out.
As you do at other people's houses.
Yeah.
Rarely.
It's a bodily function.
Normalize masturbating in bathrooms. That's Andy's in the whole new platform.
Yes. Andy for Congress.
Andy for president.
Slow down. Just gotta take some steps on the way up.
Everyone who's been a president, have they been part of the government before? Oh, I guess except for Trump, right?
I was like, I would turn your attention to maybe about a year ago.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait a second now, hold on. But before that.
Well, I mean, George Washington.
All right, come on. There's some obvious ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're being super technical about it. The original.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, I'm sure he had some other shit that he was doing.
I mean, he was a general.
When things were starting.
Yeah.
Barack was a senator. I can't remember what W did first. I'm kidding. He was governor.
Yeah. I was going to say, federal government, that actually limits it severely because a lot of presidents have been in state government.
Mm.
So, like, I mean, even just recently, W was a state governor. Clinton was a state governor. Reagan was a state governor.
What state? It's funny because it's mine.
I almost answered that. It's funny because it's all of ours.
Nuh-uh, Georgia.
Yeah.
I claim dual citizenship.
No,
your citizenship has just been revoked.
I
diplomatic immunity.
I still put the word "the" in front of freeway names.
I just mean that's the northern southern thing of California. Shit. A unique California thing.
So you're just saying I'm southern and I've always been southern?
Yep.
Well, I don't have a good argument for that just right now. Let's put a pin in this. And come back to it when I have things I could say.
What's Andy got things to say?
Yep.
That's not the Andy we know.
I said something on a work call this week and someone said, "Ooh, yeah, that's really, really good." And I said, "I am a font of words." And everyone laughed. And I was like, shit, they all know.
They do.
What is a font?
Same
like Comic Sans?
It means like a wellspring, like a fountain, a place from which things spray.
Like my penis.
Or a receptacle for holy water, or a receptacle for various liquids.
Do you mean receptacle?
You can be a font for jizz.
No, he means a rectangle, the little sight picture that you get when you're looking through a scope.
Receptacle. In a gun. Receptacle. Learning things today, guys.
Rectangle? I don't know.
We're at a baseball meeting.
I may have added an extra extra consonant to the thing. Anyways, rectal. Moving on. Hey, guys.
Right along.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was very excited because this week the first real trailer for the new God of War game came out.
War is not the only way.
And you may recall I'm a fan of the God of War games to the point of naming one of my cats after the main character in the series.
But I'm not gonna lie, that had slipped my mind.
Yeah. Wait, you keep track of the origin of Andy's cat names? That's weird, Tim. What kind of friend are you?
The shittiest, apparently.
Yeah, pretty shitty, yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about the Matrix.
Talking to you about my cat Kratos, and you just don't give a shit. Yeah.
Oh, I do remember you mentioning this in the past.
Yes.
Because I thought he was named after the Simpsons character.
There's a Simpsons character named Kratos?
No, it's the fucking the aliens.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Kang and Kodos.
Kodos.
Yes. Both named after Star Trek characters.
As they should be.
Have you guys watched the animated show?
Lower Decks?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
No, because it's on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Anyways, God of War comes out. Looks pretty cool. Looks like they're definitely going to continue having the same heart of the game, which the previous game to this was kind of not quite a reboot, but it was like it was very different than the three games preceding it and had a much deeper story, very father son kind of tale, and it, like a father who'd been dealing with like anger issues all his life and then saw it in his son and, you know, was trying not to continue that cycle of anger and violence in the middle of being attacked by other people and having to actually use his violence as a tool to keep his son alive. And it like seeing it as like you see all the way through the game that he feels like he's now poisoning his son because his son is seeing him be violent. It was a very, very interesting meditation on that whole thing, and looks like the new game is going to continue that. Do you think the internet cared about the father-son relationship, guys, or do you think the internet cared that there was one black character in the game?
Ooh.
Father-son relationship, 100%. If I know the internet, they love a father-son relationship.
Yeah, you'd really think so, but no, it was actually the one black character.
What?
Yeah.
I had all my money on what Noah said.
Yeah. There's no way they said terrible I'm racist ruined. Things. There's no way they did that.
No, there's no way. There's no way that that one of the alt-right subreddits used one of those face apps to switch her to white and then went on and on and on about how much better it is and how much better she looks now. No. People on Twitter, on Facebook, on Reddit, all over the place, losing their shit because there's one brown skin girl in this game that takes place in Norse mythology. Fellas, the people are ignoring the fact that A, Kratos is voiced by a black dude. B, he's Greek and he's in Norse mythology. So they're already kind of fucking around with stuff. And C, she is from a race of beings that the Jotuns, the giants, that include flame giants, frost giants, stone giants, a dude with eight arms, several giant wolves, a bird with four wings, a gigantic bird with four wings, and the fucking world serpent. And all of these are the same race of things. So, I guess her having a little bit of melanin, not okay, but dude with eight arms and giant fucking bird with four wings, copacetic. For these people.
You act like these people are logical.
Oh, no, I don't. I point out their illogic and mock them for it.
It's always interesting, like, you know, I'm not into cosplay, but I hear some about like the politics of like that when people are like, oh, that character's not brown or, you know, whatever. It's like, this fucking character's made up. Fuck, be whatever. Like, sure, I understand they're, when they originally created it wasn't, but also, it's a made up shit. You can do whatever fuck you want. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you know what? Nobody died and made you the king of all art. But speaking of cosplay, gentlemen, I think I've kind of buried the lead talking about the racism in all of this. What I really should have been discussing is the thing that, actually most excites me. Thor appears and he is fat as fuck, which means I will be doing a Thor Halloween costume again.
Wait, Thor like from Marvel Thor?
No, Thor like from Norse mythology.
Okay. But yeah, he's also fat in this version. Well, I don't even know what Thor normally looks like.
So he's described as being big and strong, I think handsome, red hair, red beard. But he's also described in the Norse Eddas as eating and drinking a lot. So they don't really talk about him being like, you know, slender or whatever. So him being, you know, like a big, strong dude with a gigantic mead gut, I guess it would be. Maybe ale gut. I don't know what they drink. I know mead, but maybe also beer. Him rocking a big gut is not out of line with the description given of him.
There's some good dick under this gut.
In the
hey, baby, want to play with my hammer?
Is it Magnus Chase? There's a book series from the guy who did Percy Jackson. No, not Percy Jackson. Yes, Percy Jackson. Fucking don't argue with yourself, Tim. People are listening.
God damn it, Tim.
So Percy Jackson is a character who interacts with the gods from Greek mythology.
Yes.
And then there's Jason, who interacts with the gods from Roman mythology. And then those two crossed over. And then I believe, yes, Magnus Chase is another character who interacts with the gods from Norse mythology. And then at one point, and then there's another two characters whose names I can't remember who interact with the gods of Egypt mythology. And at some point, all of them have crossed over with each other for like some of them whole books, some of them parts of little parts in books, sometimes a little short story. But anyway, Thor is in the Magnus Chase series and he is they even make a point of saying he's nothing like Chris Hemsworth. Like he's a big dumb idiot. Like they're trying to find Mjolnir and he's no help.
Yeah, he's not known in Norse mythology for his intellect. He is known in Norse mythology for killing the fuck out of things.
I bet he's Side not even note. Known for his witty humor either.
No.
I mean, maybe he tells a good joke, but it's always going to end in like poo.
Knock, knock.
Most things do.
Knock,
who's
knock.
There?
Poo's poo. There.
Poo-hoo.
Don't poo, it's only a joke.
Episode title.
I did it, guys.
You did.
Oh, side note. If you've ever seen the Percy Jackson movies, you've learned nothing about that book.
I've heard that. I've heard that it was a very, like, slipshod interpretation.
You've read the books, Tim?
Well, to be fair, my wife and son have read them, and I'm in the room, and sometimes I'll take a shift. Like, that's like, you know, that was the book he would read at night. Yeah. There are tons of those books.
Yeah, almost and like so they want to keep making money.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, I said almost like they want to keep making money.
Yeah.
There's talk of them creating a Disney Plus series based on them because A, there's so much content, and B, of course, Disney wants content to keep people's eyeballs on their screens.
As Disney will do.
I did not realize that Apple is worth more than Disney. It's just crazy to me like that. Like, you know, you think of Disney, all these parks and all this content, and like Apple would just be like, yeah, I'll take that if they wanted to. But they're not spending that money on making a good fucking app to watch their shows on. I'll tell you that right now.
Disney? You talking about Apple now?
Yeah, Apple.
Oh, well, I feel that's a sin that that has been committed by Medi.
Yeah. It just feels like you guys been making UIs for a while and thinking you can get this. Like, there's no like way to like favorite things. And like, I hate the way like, I hate it. It's like, it's just annoying when like you're watching something, it has no easy way to just like, there's option to play the next episode, but like, what if I just want to get to the list of episodes?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see the list. I don't want to play the next one that may be the wrong one.
I also find Amazon Prime's interface not great.
Yeah. I guess we've been with Netflix so long, and they've been doing it for so long. They got it fairly dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think, like, yeah, probably often I'm just comparing Netflix. I'm like, yeah, Netflix is fucking great.
But, I mean, there's even simple shit. Like,
comparatively. Sorry, yeah. What was that?
I was going to say, there's even simple shit that most of these other places don't do right.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're anywhere near the credits on Disney, Amazon, or Hulu, it doesn't just complete the episode. It'll show that episode as, like, partially done. So if you ever try to go rewatch that episode, it's going to pick you back up from where you ended, which is probably in the first 10 seconds of credits or so.
Right.
I don't like that Disney Plus doesn't have an option for, like, it'll just say restart. I'm like, no, I don't want to restart. No, sorry. Resume. I'm like, no, I don't want to resume. I want to start at the beginning. Like, there's no button for that. Like, Netflix does.
Yeah, because that, if they had that, that would cover up the sin of not fucking knowing that you were done watching that.
Right.
Where it really gets fun, where Hulu really trips over its dick, which I'm going to blame Disney for because, yeah. Hulu loves – actually, Disney fucking does this too. They love when you try to go in and like there's a new episode of something to watch. They'll show you the episode that you quote unquote didn't finish watching first. So if you get in there and you just hit play on the series, it's just going to drop you into the fucking credits of the episode that you had already started. Where it gets especially fun is if it's a series, like my son and I were going back and rewatching Adventure Time, because we'd already watched it once and because we'd skipped the credits on a lot of things, Hulu wouldn't just like go, okay, I'm going to play the next episode. It would try to go to the next episode that it thinks that we were watching, which isn't chronologically the next one. It's the next one where it thinks that we were part of the way through watching it. So it would just jump to the, like, a season ahead to the credits of some random fucking episode. So it's like, there's knock-on effects for how shittily they treat the concept of, like, we're at the end. And Disney, for loving to put post-credits shit in, really needs to understand that post-credits shit exists. Because I was just watching, I'm trying to remember what it was. We were just watching something on Disney Plus, and I know that there was a post-credits scene, and it just jumps out of the credits to like the wider, would you like to watch blah next? It's like, no, this time I'd actually like to watch the fucking credits. Or maybe like pop something up to jump to the credit scene.
I was like, especially Marvel movies, like there's always a skip credits button. I'm like, yes, Marvel, well done.
I think it was one of the Marvel TV shows where I knew that there was a post-credit scene and I was waiting for that and hopped out. Oh,
Navy SEALs.
And you know what? HBO actually does something similar. There's a post-credit scene in every single episode of Rick and Morty. But when they detect that the credits have started, it just starts the countdown for showing you the next episode.
You have to pay attention. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm good.
No, cancel.
Sometimes, like, I mean, it's okay to complain about annoying stuff, but also then I think about it, I'm like, oh man, there's people who are just like, I wish I could just have a TV. Like, had food, actually. Like,
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, ooh, these are the first worldiest of first world problems.
I recognize that, but again, gentlemen, we're paying money for a service and getting shitty service. I think
we're still allowed to complain about that. Getting shitty service.
It could be better. That's all. It's nice that we have money to pay for these services.
This is true.
I would say current this ordeal with fixing my fridge, that is shitty service.
Oh, yeah.
That's... Oh, wait. Was there an update?
So I called back again. And I was like, hey, they're... when are you going to schedule it? And they're like, oh, I was like, I got an email that says you scheduled it. And then I called the people to see why you hadn't scheduled it. And they said, oh, well, you got to call them back because I don't have anything that says they've authorized it. I'm like, I know they've authorized it. I have an email that says they've authorized it. And you're like, well, you got to call them. We're not going to do a goddamn thing. So they're like, well, I'll give you the number. And they gave me the number that vendors are supposed to call. I'm like, I'm not a goddamn vendor.
Oh, man.
So then I called the normal line, which, of course, I had to wait on hold for 2 hours to talk to somebody. And they're like, oh, well, OK, here, I see what. Well, we're just going to send this to dispatch and they're going to make a call and they'll make a call today. We'll get this all squared away.
How'd that work out for you, Tim?
It did not. It did not work out at all. I don't know if they called dispatch or if they were just dissing some guy named Patch and I misunderstood what dispatch meant.
That's but a good one, sir. We're played.
Pardon me. But since that happened, I've been waiting to see, like, you know, someone contact me. I'm like, I should have just contacted them the very next day. I don't know who I'm going to call, but like, now it's stuck in that thing where it's like, oh, it's their fault. No, it's their fault. I hate that. Somebody call the other one. You do this. Like, why am I being the middleman between the two of you when your hold times are this long? You call them and figure this out. Get over here and fix my fucking fridge.
You tell me, see, Dave.
I haven't listened to that show in a minute.
Man. This has been an epic saga of refrigerator repair. And, like, how many things are they getting? Or they only have one person named Steve taking all the calls? Like, you know, I'm like, why does it take 2 hours?
Yeah, I would love to know. Like, they're like, due to – there's, like, something on their hold message. Like, due to – not recent events, but there's some thing. Like, our wait times are normal longer than normal. I'm like, fuckers, I'm pretty sure this is normal. This is your normal now. You don't get to say that anymore.
I wonder, it'd be great if there was a service that, like, you call a number, and, like, it could, I don't know, it might be hard to do, but it could tell if it's on hold, and then, like, when someone picks up, it calls you back or something.
Hmm.
Or, some places offer that service, like, say, oh, hold time's longer than normal, if you don't want to wait, enter your number, and we'll call you back.
Yeah, that's a problem. I hate that they're, like, you can just do this online. Like, no, you can't. Your online interface is like, it's the Hulu of home warranties pages.
But you know, Hulu doesn't just have live sports.
I'm surprised you made it left this long in the conversation without mentioning that.
Yeah, I just thought of it.
Oh, okay.
Tim, I think Noah may have signed a side deal with Hulu.
Dame Dollar.
No wonder he wasn't dissing their interface. Yeah,
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Hulu's interface is amazing, guys.
Andy went on about it for a while and Noah's like, you know, guys, people don't even have a TV. Why'd you think about that?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but Hulu gives free subscriptions to needy families all over the world.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, I was like, is that a weird fact you know?
Also, like, what do you need? I mean, sure. I mean, it's nice to have streaming, but I don't know if needy families are like, you know what I need? I need to not watch 9 Perfect Strangers.
Please, or, sir.
I love Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Please, sir, can I have some more of the Golden Girls reruns?
Oh, my God. So my wife and I have been watching a show called it's a little steaming pile of streaming here for you. We've been watching a show called Happy that is intensely fucked up, but very, very funny. And at one point, an imaginary character voiced by Patton Oswalt named Happy says something about wanting to watch the Golden Girls. And Chris Maloney turns to him and says, something about lesbian retirement fantasy or something like that.
No.
And it's just a little throwaway thing against the Golden Girls. I was like, Jesus! I mean, the show starts off like you're introduced to the character with him fantasizing about committing suicide and dancing with blood, like the top of his head is just gone and it's like a bucket of blood inside there. And as he dances around, the blood is just like gushing and sloshing out of the bowl that his head has become. To Christmas music, to like disco Christmas music, and other like disco dancers come in. Show does not get more normal from there.
I watched a little bit of it. It was fine, but I was like, I don't know if I need to keep watching this.
It is It is so consistently fucked up. It's violent, but everyone bleeds like somebody just opened up a high pressure hose of red food coloring. So it doesn't. It's not like a Quentin Tarantino film. Like it's brutal, but almost cartoonishly so. So like we can get over it. Although organs do plop out of people from time to time,
as they want to do.
Yeah. Yep. As organs will do. You know, we're basically
just came out. Hold on,
yep,
guys.
Yeah. Tuck that back in. But I tried pointing out to Caitlin a couple of times. I'm like, the internet has noticed that Christopher Maloney has a donk. And apparently people are very fascinated by the size and roundness of his ass. Well, as the show has gone on, he appears pantsless from behind more and more often. Caitlin's like, there it is. There's the butt again. He's got to work on that, right? Like, so she has now become a little bit obsessed with his butt.
No, who has a nice badonk?
Hmm.
I should remember Carrie's name, but the owner from Ted Lasso, the football owner.
Oh.
Like, she was wearing a tight dress in the most recent episode. I'm like, that's some junk in the trunk.
Alright.
I think I watched the episode after the Christmas episode.
Yes.
Was that the one you said was the best episode?
For me, yes.
Huh, that did not hit me as hard.
Oh, man, like the whole rom-com thing and...
Oh, was that that one?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, it was enjoyable.
And I mean, also, like, the end? Yes.
I feel like I enjoyed the next one because we fucked around and did two.
Okay.
So I feel like I enjoyed the next one a little bit more.
I think that was our favorite episode just because it's like, oh, well, that's cool that happened. And like the rom-com stuff was funny. But, you know, you're also more of a fan about Christmas than I am. So,
oh, yeah.
I watched many a movie this week.
Way to go, Studho.
Quit bragging. Let's see. What did I watch? We talked about Shang-Chi already, right?
Yes.
Okay. I watched a movie called The Nun with, what's his name? Clive Owen, which is like in the future. Since then, in the future, everyone has like a camera installed that records everything you do. And there's this one person who's like, for some reason, there's no information about her when you look at her. It was okay. Like, I'm like, yeah, that was fine. I watched another sci-fi. I kind of like sci-fi movies where it's like time looping.
Mm.
So I kind of like when one pops up, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it. And I watched one called ARQ. Again, it was okay.
It was a Groundhog Day type of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Someone was saying that they were, I saw someone say like, I'm glad this became its own little genre of things.
I mean, some are really good. Like, I mean, Palm Springs was really good. Mm-hmm. There's also a horror movie that was really good called...
Happy Death Day. I know. I've talked about it many a time.
Triangle?
No. Happy Death Day.
Triangle.
It's the only one.
It's called Triangle. It's different. It's not funny, but it's just like, it was better than I thought it would be. I didn't expect much because it looked like a cheesy horror movie. And I was like, well, that was actually pretty decent. I watched Bohemian Rhapsody, which, I mean, it was good, but like, I'm not as enthused about it as everyone else was. Like, I mean, Rami Malek did a great job. I think it was a little too rose-colored. It's just like everything seemed very easy for the most part.
Like Sunday morning?
Yep. I watched another movie called Terminal with Margot Robbie, Michael Myers, Simon Pegg. Anyone else famous in this? Probably some other people. That was like a noir crime thriller. Which was also okay. Margot Robbie was good. Just the movie around her was not great. Malignant. Oh, I don't know if I can recommend that movie. Like, it starts off good. It starts off like a campy, cheesy horror movie. I'm like, all right, I'm on board for this. This seems like up my alley. Then it gets kind of slow and bad. Like, the acting's bad. And it's like, it's not like, you know, you watch campy horror movies. Like, oh, this is fun. It's like more like a bad campy horror movie. But then it gets to the third act and you're like, holy shit, what just happened? Like, this became good. So I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I have friends who loved it. So, you know, for what it's worth. But I thought most of the movie was just kind of slow and like not great. And I'm like, what is going on? And then it gets like, and that builds up to this great thing. But you're like, I don't know if that all that was worth it. Like, I feel like you could have done more with that stuff over here and still had this part at the end that was fucking nuts.
Oh, I've heard of Triangle.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Huh?
I somehow stumbled on this channel where this guy explains movies with twisty endings or complicated plots.
War is not the only way.
I don't know. Well, so yes, I watched one of those, but also have been watching just videos where guys just explains movies, and I realize there's so many fucking movies with famous people that I've never fucking heard of.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, which also makes sense. I guess I just wasn't aware of it as I am now because I'm starting to watch like these. I'm like, with, you know, Dennis Hopper and blah, blah. I'm like, what? Where the fuck this movie? I never heard this movie. I mean, not Dennis Hopper. You know, he's dead for a while. But also, I mean, Hulu's good for that, too. Like, I come across so many movies where I'm like, I've never heard of this movie. This has got people I know in it.
I mean, usually that's because they
fair, like, fair.
If the studio thought they could make money on that movie, they would have. They're like, oh, not even dumping this in January. I'm just going to put this on a shelf. We'll set that over here. Just set it right over there.
Just back away. Just back away.
Just lock this door and put this gigantic boulder in front of it. Say bless you to Noah real quick. And then... say bless you again to Noah because he's sneezing his ass off over there.
My mask is still patched.
He's allergic to this thin premise I'm doing.
And as a house, we watched Kate last night, which was a good action movie, I felt like.
Would you say Kate is great?
Kate is great. I felt better than Gunpowder Milkshake, which for a reason didn't grab me.
I still haven't watched that.
What was that?
No, I said I still haven't watched the Gunpowder Milkshake, even though I'm a big Karen Gillan fan. Gillan.
You may love it, Tim.
I haven't watched that either. I ought to. But every time I hear about it, like, for some reason, it disappears into the same hole that Velvet Buzzsaw was in.
Oh, that was pretty good. And kind of weird.
Yeah. It was... There were parts of it that were really, really fascinating, and then other parts of it where it was just kind of eh. The premise for it was amazing. Some of the execution was a little bit not the execution, like the plotting and the pacing. Yeah, that's execution, Andy. Stop arguing with yourself.
I felt that the same thing about Gunpowder Milkshake is like the premise is interesting. But yes, execution was not great. But like, you know, it was kind of doing like a John Wick of like, we're trying to build this world of like assassins and like make it a little quirky and like unpractical. Like they store. Well, you guys are going to watch it. You'll find out.
You know what's interesting about that?
It's a big reveal, but I'm like, it's something you don't know until you get there.
Okay. Well, then don't reveal it for me. Bright. On Netflix, the Will Smith movie. Yeah, very, very similar. It's like, oh, this is a really fascinating premise. And then you watch the thing and you're like, well, threw that premise away, didn't they?
I feel like I enjoyed Bright. Like, I didn't think it was like amazing, but I was like, oh, it was a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah, it was okay. But, yeah, I would say only okay. It was passable.
Okay.
I would have been mad if I'd paid and gone to the theater to watch it. But sitting at home watching Netflix, it was fine.
I don't get mad at anything now because I'm like, you know what? $25 a month, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't get mad at anything. I don't get mad at the movies, really.
Yeah.
If you're on the sidewalk, just chit-chat with your fucking friends, I get mad at that.
Yeah.
Move the fuck out of the way, white people.
Yeah. I don't have that $25 a month. Watch whatever the fuck I want.
Terribly racist.
Oh,
that's terribly racist. Kind of racist.
Do it. Say it.
I was like, white people block the sidewalk. Black people block the street.
That reminds me. Have you watched, maybe you've mentioned it. Do you watch Black AF
on Netflix?
No, I do not.
What is? Oh, you. Andy loves Blackish.
Andy loved Blackish for quite a while, and the show did some really, really interesting stuff that was like very not sitcom-y. Then they got to an episode where the main characters were kind of at a low point in their marriage and pondering divorce, and one of Drew's friends, his parents had just filed for divorce, and there was something else going on. I think like Caitlin and I had a fight recently or something. So we just turned that episode off and literally have never gone back.
Because, you're like, this is hitting too close to home.
Yeah. Well, look, kind of, especially for Drew, like it was definitely freaking Drew. That's out. What I meant. So, yeah.
Well, the guy who writes created Blackish. So, he is the star of this mockumentary called Black AF, and you follow him and his family around, and like he's like it's the opposite of Ted Lasso. Everybody's an awful character.
it's got Rashida Jones in there. I love her.
Yes, she even directed the third episode.
But I do not generally. I do not like shows with terrible characters.
Yeah, like it's funny, but like it. So my wife and I watched three episodes of it yesterday with our neighbor who after I destroyed her bathroom, and we were talking about it on the way home. It's like it was funny, and there was definitely parts of it that were enjoyable, but like I don't like watching characters that are knobheads. I feel like. And we were using the example of like Archie Bunker back in the day. Like he was a dick, but like the premise of the show was him getting comeuppance for being a dick every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like if they were write that show nowadays, he would just be the star, and it would be unironic.
I mean, it makes me wonder why I like House and still like House. I'm like, they're doing a good job of him making him a dick, but making him likable enough that you're like, oh yeah, I want to keep watching you, buddy.
Yeah. I think I keep saying this whenever you say it, but House is a magnificent bastard. And there's a little bit of a difference there. It's like you watch him be horrible and you're like, I mean, he'd be a nightmare to deal with really, but man, he is a magnificent bastard. And you just can't look away.
Have you guys watched Dave or heard of Dave?
I assume you don't mean the movie where Kevin Kline pretends to be the president?
No. Yeah. It's about Lil Dicky the rapper.
That's on my list, but I've not gotten to it yet.
I have friends that love it. I don't. And it's not like he's a terrible person. He's just like a flawed person, and he's kind of unlikable in some ways. And I'm just like, yeah, this is not doing it for me. There may be other reasons I don't like it, but like
I heard somebody described it as Atlanta except white.
I've never watched Atlanta, but maybe. I mean, it's not. Like, I mean, they had a whole episode where basically this guy is, you know, Dave and this other guy are just like doing things that you don't normally see men do in like a sitcom. They're running around looking at each other's assholes, and they're like trying to see if they can blow gum with like, and just like these very kind of like nude, you know, intimate things together. I'm like, all right, I mean, that is cool that they're doing that. Like you normally don't see like two non-gay men. Well, I don't watch it enough. Maybe one's gay, but I don't think they're. I think they're both like heterosexual men. But who knows? Maybe they're dabbling. But yeah, you don't often see that. Like, I'm like, all right, that's cool.
I mean, we used to try to trick each other into seeing our penises back when we lived together. So,
oh, this is taking to a whole nother level.
Yes,
we did not have each other bend over, spread our cheeks, and try to put gum. And then when said gum. Doesn't get out. Cut it out with scissors.
Oh no!
Because one guy is hairy.
Oh no!
Oh yes!
Oh no!
Oh no!
And then they figure out he has a hemorrhoid.
Oh my! Nope. This does not sound like my cup of tea.
It's not every episode.
No, it doesn't matter.
I will say the music's like pretty good. The beats are pretty good. Like I did watch the whole first season, but I was like, that was okay. I'm not going to be like, I need to watch the second season. But you should check it out, Andy. People are loving it, like McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it. Tim, have you been to Panda Express recently?
Yes.
Have you tried the little almond chicken thing?
No. Have you?
Yes.
And?
I kind of like it.
Sweet?
Yeah, it's a little sweet. Not as sweet as the orange chicken. It's got like another flavor going on. Although I think like when I go there, I don't usually want too sweet things. That feels like too much. Like, so if I get the sesame chicken or that, I'm like, I usually want like that and this, like the kung pao chicken. I'm like, oh, that's a nice balance, sweet and spicy. Anywho, Andy, I think Andy was going to say something.
Andy was going to change track a little bit to talk about his week, but not the week that has happened so far. The week that is about to happen 2 hours from now.
Ooh, Andy can see into the future.
Andy can see into the future.
All right, tell us what numbers to pick.
Andy has spent some money on this future, so yeah, it's happening. I don't know if I told you guys about the saga of all of the shit that my in-laws had shipped, and that it's like one entire front room of my house is just taken up and it's like spilling into the entryway with these boxes. And some of the boxes are too large to even fit in my wife's got an SUV, but it's like on the smaller side of SUVs. So it's not going to fit in my Honda. It's not even going to fit in her SUV. It's too big. She was talking about like just hiring movers to come and get the stuff and take it over to her parents' house. I'm like, that will be expensive as fuck. We just need to rent something and get it. Well, we have had gosh, this has been 9 months. I think it's been going on.
It's been nine months and we got this boxes.
And this happened before last Christmas. Yeah. So this goes back to last fall, last early winter, that these things started arriving and started taking up space. And they've just it's just been a fucking problem for that long.
It's been.
So every time we talk about doing it, like I've thrown my back out or somebody's How gotten convenient. Sick. Or Caitlin's pain issues kick up, or like it's just going to be storming all weekend. And we have had so fucking much of that where it's like clear and hot, clear and hot, clear and hot, clear and hot every weekday. And then we get to the weekend and it storms all fucking weekend. And then on Monday, it's clear and hot again. It's like, Jesus, like could we just shift what the weekend is just a little bit so we get the rain during the week when nobody fucking cares about it?
Side note, clear and hot is how Mr. Fantastic describes his wife.
Yes. That is true. Tim's
Wait, huh? Truth. What?
Clear and hot.
Sue Storm. Clear and hot.
Oh.
Come on, man.
Oh man. Man, they're coming back. They're going to be
nerd are you?
Rebooted soon.
Wait, yeah. Why is she clear and hot? Oh, just because
does she have the power of invisibility, Noah?
Right. Yeah. I was thinking of Giant Storm has the power of heat.
Hey, Noah.
But you were
Noah.
Saying the other thing. Yes.
Noah, when she's invisible, are her boobs still there?
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yes.
Could be only, just a force shield.
Well, only if she's also intangible,
which is my favorite kind.
If she's intangible, are the boobs still there? Yes and no. They're there in essence, but they no longer affect the world. So now we're getting into some deep philosophy. Anyways. So we finally hit a weekend where it is not all fucked up outside or, you know, like 100 fucking degrees. So I rented a U-Haul. That's the reason that we're recording early, because right I'm after bragging. This, we're going to get ready and go grab a U-Haul and get all these fucking boxes out of my house. Now, I know I made it sound like every single weekend there was something. There was some reason. Some weekends there was no fucking reason. But there's a very good reason that we're doing it this weekend because Caitlin's parents are coming to visit in 10 days. And Caitlin told her parents that these boxes are already at their house.
Oh, no.
That's why you don't lie about things.
So she said, I told my parents that the boxes are already over there. I'm like, well, then they definitely have to be over there before your parents arrive. And there's only two more weekends to do this. So let's do that this weekend.
It's not a two more.
God damn you, Tim.
Like, I know. Actually, it is a two more. It's just not a three more.
You're like, well, what?
you get irrationally angry at that. Just comments.
It's a terrible joke, Tim.
Not insulting anybody.
You're insulting the art of joke crafting.
I mean, you saw me do stand-up for years. You never complained about it until now.
I still remember the first time you ever, like, I ever went with you to go up there. And, like, you were just stroking that microphone like it was a dick. You were so nervous. And now, you've gotten great.
Now I stroke that microphone like a dick because I'm not nervous.
Tim gets up on stage. He's like, hello, old friend. Oh, yeah.
That was a fun time in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing all those, everyone's act over and over again. I wonder, like, I wish like, the, you know, like, you know, on TV shows or movies, they have a big group of people. Like, where are they now? Mm. I wish they had a website for my life. Like, where are all these comedians now? I mean, like, I could, you know, manually type them up, but I just want, like, one little neat page that says, oh, Andrew Reilly's still touring around Vegas or something. I don't know.
I believe his Facebook went away, or unless he blocked me.
He's like, fuck this guy.
So is this Andrew Norelli, managing director at JP Morgan Asset Management?
Yeah, probably. I assume that's what he does when he's not telling jokes.
Did him and another female comedian we know hook up?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, then never. I remember the other one. I think either you said or it was, she said an act like he's like a baby holding an apple.
Oh, yes. Oh, are you talking about that same female comedian?
Yes.
Then no, I'm pretty sure they didn't.
I also had the sexual relations with.
Oh, okay. Then now I know who we're talking about. And it was not who I thought we were talking about. And I still don't know. I still don't think they got together.
Okay.
I don't know who we're talking about, but yeah. Now I feel like I've missed out on a little chunk of your lives.
I think if I told you, you remember.
As I'm sure the listeners great. The more coded language that we don't get to understand. Thanks. I mean, love I don't that. Really I'm matters. Glad you recorded that for us all to listen to.
I won't say her last name, but I hooked up with the comedian.
Nope, I'm going to bleep that out too.
Really?
Yeah.
I can talk about the people I hooked up with.
Not in the context of how we just started this.
Yeah.
Sure.
No.
Bleep out. I'm not just besmirching anybody.
You're besmirching her.
No, we had sex and it didn't work out.
It didn't work out?
What's that?
It didn't work out? The sex?
No. The whatever we were doing didn't work out.
We had sex, it didn't work out. I put my penis in her belly button. She was like, that's not it. And I was like, well, forget it then.
Yeah, I'm grabbing out. My Legos and going home.
Legos? Hey, why did you bring Legos to a sexual encounter?
You don't make dildos out of Legos?
Oh!
Gotcha.
I mean, I've stepped on one, and I never thought I should shove that in the most tenderest of holes.
Unrelated. If you watch Kate and the, I mean not Tim, Tim, there's some neck stabbing and shit. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh no!
Just preparing you.
Oh, why?
That's all I got. Tim, do you remember, did you go with me when they were trying to do that, like, SNL for, like, San Jose show? Did we go together?
Or maybe sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. It was, like, some show they're filming in San Jose that was trying to be, like, the SNL. And that comedian that I mentioned earlier, who I had the sexual relations with, was in it. And I think that's why I went. But I couldn't remember if you were invited or we went together or if I just went alone.
Wasn't there stand-up in it, too, or no?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
You know what? It might not have been the same thing because I don't remember any sketches.
There definitely was sketches.
There what?
Sorry. I said there definitely was sketches.
Okay. Then it must not have been me.
Okay.
You would assume I would go.
Yeah. But I wasn't sure. Like, I mean, I don't know if you talked to her that often. So maybe I just got invited because she was working on it or she was on episode or something. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll come check it out. Such is life.
What? I feel like it's not nostalgia goggles. What would this be? Nostalgia condoms?
I mean, Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to even say that. I'll tell you guys later.
Number one. Learned that last week.
Yup. Hey, Tim, don't hit number five.
Which one's yup?
Captain.
That's not it.
Incoming.
Yeah. I think it was.
There it is. It's eight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Right, because eight is great.
Yeah. I don't know. You got anything to say about boxes, Andy?
Boxes?
Yeah, boxes that you're moving.
We don't need no stinking boxes.
Yep. No, just it's going to be great to get them out. Because one reason that they're taking up the whole room is a neighbor was moving out and gave us their old desk. So that was supposed to be for Drew, but Drew needed to clean up his room. So we just tossed the desk into the family room that we never use. Yeah, that's suburban life. We got a room we don't use. The problem was that then immediately all of the rest of the boxes from the in-laws started arriving. So like we can't get the desk out because the boxes are in the way. So even though Drew has cleaned up his room, he still doesn't have a desk in his room because the desk is just in there taking up part of the room. So I'm very excited, and it's very stupid. I recognize this is not an exciting thing for anyone but me, but I am unreasonably excited to A, be able to maneuver through my my entryway without having to like do a little samba dance move around these fucking boxes intruding in the end, but B, give my son a flat surface on which to do his fucking homework.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Flat surfaces
are the bomb.
It is. It is going to be fantastic.
I got are that. These boxes really heavy, Andy?
No, that's the thing. They're bulky as fuck, but none of them are super heavy. So, like, they do take two people to maneuver them, just because mm-hmm. there's no way for one person to grab them in a way that they can then, like, even at my height, I can't grab these things and lift them and not have one end or another like clip the ground. And, you know, potentially wreck the contents.
And they bought a house, right? Near you?
Yeah. This is another thing I don't think I said on the show. I don't even know if I think I told it to you guys, but they sold their business.
But yeah, you did tell us. I don't know if you said it on the show.
Yeah, so after many years of it looking like they were going to, like, try to figure out how to get somebody else in to kind of manage it day to day, we weren't really clear on what their plans were. They kind of weren't sharing those with us. And then all of a sudden, my mother-in-law calls my wife quite drunk and says, "Well, it's done. It's final tomorrow. We sold it." And Caitlin's like, you sold what? And she's thinking like, maybe they sold the house out here, or she's like, "Oh, the business, we sold the business. We're done. We've sold it. It has been sold. It is gone. It is someone else's problem." And then Kayla's trying to get more information out of it, and her mom was too drunk to give her the additional information. She's like, "Is Dad there?" She's like, "Yeah, but he's drunk." So, like, oh, okay. I'm like, they got really happy about being done with this and really tied one on. Yeah, so they're like, they're retired now or whatever. I think they're going to be spending more and more and more time here, which is why they've shipped some additional stuff out to make this the place out here even more like just a second home. So there's family photos and some art and stuff that is all going to go over to the house.
I mean, it still kind of blows my mind when people like have two houses. Like, I'm like, man, I can't even get fucking one house.
Yeah. It blows my mind too.
Not like I've owned a house, not necessarily I want one again per se. Like, I mean, well, part of that is because I have rent control. So,
well, yeah, which is helpful. Like,
yeah.
You want that house. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want it.
I want it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Oh, speaking of places we used to live. I went back to the apartment. I texted you this. I went back to the apartment complex where we used to live, and I could not find our old place.
Yeah, I was thinking, I think, like, if I was there, I could visually find it. I remember going to the gate, going to the left.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
And, yeah. And then going to, like, that parking spot. And, yeah. So I think I could find it, but I don't know.
I could not. I found the pool. I'm like, okay, we were sort of back and but to the from the pool over here. I'm like, oh, nope. Because we were on the corner. And I couldn't find a good corner apartment that looked like ours.
I'm telling you guys, I think they moved it while you weren't there.
I mean, it's no longer they changed the whoever the management company is different. Everything's painted a different color. I want to say the parking lot has changed, but I doubt. I probably not. But I'm like, I don't recognize any of this. Granted, it's been over a decade since I've set foot there. I should have showed him my parking pass that I thought I lost. We had to pay for. I'm like, hey guys. Every time I move, I find it. And when we moved into this house, no exception, I'm like, here's that parking pass. I should throw it away because it has no use, but I'm holding on to it.
Guys, I got it, guys. I got the parking pass.
That's hilarious and a little weird.
That's a me.
That's a me. I'm hilarious and a little weird.
All right, Noah's losing his grip on sanity. Shall we sign off?
I think we should.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it, guys?
I don't know. Let me listen. I do hear it.
That's terrible.
Oh, man. I love there's so much weight. It's like, feet, 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 feet. Yeah. So Noah.
Yes.
What should we trust?
What should you not trust? You know, I don't know. I don't really know, guys. I've been thinking about it. I'm trying to ponder just life and all. And
don't make me play Cattails.
Never trust Noah to come up with his catchphrase every week.
Which is funny because you usually can. And technically, you still did. We still did. Not today. Taking a stealthy poop in someone else's bathroom.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
There's some dogs outside losing their fucking minds.
That sounds like my neighbor's dog, except just that dog. There's no other dog for it to lose his mind with. They just put it out, which of course is near the office that I work in, and it just fucking barks all day, every day.
Every day I'm hustling.
What do I hate? Oh, you know what I hate this week? I hate that fucking dog. I'm going to eat it.
You keep saying that. That dog's still alive, not eating. So.
I know. I just got to make jokes
on you, Jack. Damn Barka in.
I don't actually hate the dog. I'm displeased with the neighbors for treating the dog in that way. Just sort of making outside, like they don't want to deal with the dog having all that energy and barking, so they just put it outside, and it just is the neighborhood's problem. But they
don't
also
they
have a
big
baby,
backyard so. Like yours, where it doesn't have to sit next to your office.
It just sits out by their back door and just barks and barks and barks and barks on their deck, and that is right by the office.
Can't they throw a stick or something, get it to somewhere else?
Well,
they should throw a stick.
And they go back inside.
You should get dynamite? Some stakes and just start throwing stakes farther away so it goes and barks over there.
Yes.
You should get some steaks with some weed in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should
oh,
definitely
yeah, chill that motherfucking dog out.
Yeah. What do I really hate this week? Gosh, I don't know.
Oh, you're not going with that, huh?
I think I gotta stick. Well, I didn't want to end on I hate the dog, because I understand that the dog's just a dog, but I guess it's good enough. I hate the dog.
You hate the owners of the dog.
I don't hate them. It annoys me.
And you gotta hate somebody.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what guys, you do?
Guys, what's wrong? You know what? There is something I hate. I even talked about it on this episode. I hate the internet's casual racism.
If you're gonna be racist, dress up.
Yeah.
Take all those fucking flip-flops, that trucker hat, and be racist in a suit.
Your Ed Hardy shirt.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
All right, guys, we did it.
We did it.
There's no more doing to be done.
I may have another shit brewing.
I may have a shit brewing.
Another dastardly shit.
I guess you got to get over to an old neighbor's house pretty quick, Tim.
Oh, man, I can't make that drive.
Oh, then new neighbor it is.
Hi, I'm your new neighbor. Oh, God.
We're supposed to go back to the office this week, next week, whatever, this week coming up.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
We have to get tested every week, which I guess seems smart, but also, like, it's not really going to catch anything. I mean, it'll catch something, but, like, does not necessarily mean it couldn't spread, but you're supposed to wear masks indoors, which I think people are much less enthused about. If we have to wear masks while we're in the office, why not we just keep working from home? Like, why are we coming to an office?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that is an excellent question.
And the line is, that's what the big organizations are doing, so we're doing it. It's like, okay, I don't know if that's really a good reason.
A lot of organizations are just letting people stay home.
Exactly.
Not the organizations within where I work.
Gotcha.
Like, they're like, well, these groups are like saying, like, we're going in this and this is how it's going to be. And like, and so we're just going along with that. It's like, we could not.
Yeah. It's almost like the team that you work with, has a different job than some other teams do. And it's almost like it shouldn't just be like, this is what everyone else in the company is doing, but maybe on a team by team basis. Cause there's probably some other teams that don't need to go in.
I think really.
Don't think, Axel. It makes my dick itch.
The gist is like, they just want people to come back to an office, but I don't know if they really. They're not looking at a case by case basis. Mm-hmm. As like,
right.
Do these people actually need to come in? Like, I feel like most of the people, like, there's people on the main campus who need to come in, but we're not on the main campus. So we don't really need, to come in, beside the fact of like, maybe there's certain things you need to do in person. But I think they're just kind of like be like uniform of like, oh, well, they're going in, so we're all going in.
Yeah. And it could kind of be like the stuff that you need to do in person. They could just move that to a place on campus and they could just give up that building.
Somebody who just greenlit that, because like you just opened that building a couple years ago. They're like, we got to get people back in here to justify this expense.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way they're getting rid of the building. Maybe it's not in the near future. Who knows, like, what going forward.
Yeah.
Like, they spent, like, millions of dollars building this whole new campus for us.
Bean counters.
And, like, we're in it for, like, maybe a year, and then shit happened?
Yeah.
What if you guys set fire to it, and then you can collect the insurance money, and then they can open a TGI Fridays there, and everybody wins?
Yeah.
For whoever's listening to this, I'm not going to do that at all. Not one bit.
I'm not going to even light a match near that building. For some reason catches fire, there's absolutely no way Noah did that.
Oddly enough, though, I had a dream last night where I did something illegal for a company I work for.
You went into somebody else's dream and incepted them?
No, like it was just my dream where I was just like, no, why I am mean, I that doing was
your
this
dream.
Fucked up
your
thing?
Your dream was you went and incepted the... So your dream was about dreams. So that's like we even went another level deeper.
We're going deeper.
Did the top keep spinning?
My dick kept spinning like helicopter dick, if you want to press a chick, helicopter dick.
Well, that is a good place to stop recording.